What's up, man?
I don't know, man. Tell me about this quarantine-a-thon. Was that your idea?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So how did it come about?
It was two reasons. It came about because I seen, you know, all the DJs at home. And, you know, I see a lot of DJs just, like, going live or, you know, posting about, you know, DJing and stuff. So I was like, look, man, won't y'all, you know, I was talking to a couple cats, won't y'all start going live more? And as it starts going live, it starts seeing people at home viewing. I was like, man, look, people at home frustrated. They need something to do. Mm-hmm. And the DJs aren't making any money because their money is based on them being in the clubs, on tour, or whatever. I was like, hey, man. Oh, you got a kind of like a little marathon of some sort. This is called a corona-thon. I mean, quarantine-a-thon, man. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, that's crazy. And it came up like a joke, but it just kind of took legs of its own. So I was like, all right, man, let's do it. Let's do it for 24 hours on Saturday. And then we just may extend it based on, you know, the reaction and, you know, how do people feel about it.
Okay. So is it set to start tomorrow or did it start last week?
It starts tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Okay. Because I saw a couple people that had already, that are already on the page, but that was that just cats warming up or what?
Yeah, just cats warming up. I have, you know, just posted people's lives from, you know, the previous days just to, you know, show, all right, you know, this is how it's basically going to be. It's cats
right.
in their environment, and they DJing, and they playing records. And it's dope because now they don't have limitations on records they can play. As in, if you're on tour or on the club or something, you pretty much got to play the hits or play to that specific crowd. Now you can actually, you know, go back to what DJing is supposed to be, breaking records, playing, you know, the nostalgic records and just playing records that you like and you believe in and you think the people want to hear.
Okay. Now, it with everybody going live, does that kind of guard y'all against the, like Facebook police and Instagram police?
Well, no, you still can't play certain records.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm directing all DJs to, you know, stay away from a Prince, a Michael Jackson, or a Jay-Z record. You will get muted. You will get muted on those records. But right now, Facebook is real legit as far as, you know, yanking people's posts down. So, and then we also have to post the copyright infringement post to let it be known, like, you know, the Fair Use Act, that, you know, this is just for promotion and entertainment only. They're not selling any product or anything. So we're not violating any rights or any rules of Facebook or any social media outlet.
Okay. So was DJs United already a thing, or is that something that came about with this movement?
I just kind of created it based on this, but because DJs across America, actually, it's crazy because we had DJs from Canada and the UK looking to sign up, but right now it's just nationwide, and I wanted to call it something, and just came up with that.
Okay, how many DJs do you have so far that have signed up?
Signed up, man, I think 340.
340?
Yeah, but we can only do 24 a day. So, I think because it's looking like this is going to be a while.
I'm about to say, you're going to have to do more than 24 hours.
Right. Now, I mean, with how we're quarantined. So, I think we're probably just going to keep it going and, until we break from, you know, being locked up in the house or are restricted.
Okay. Okay. Now, who's going to be featured tomorrow? Like, are there any big names that we should know about? We should look forward to in specific times?
So you got the DJs that I'm probably most excited about. I mean, I'm excited about all of them because they are pretty dope, but, let's see. Mars, at Noon, E-Class has been killing them on his live, and he's at 3, and of course, KP the Great, his name, he pretty much A&R'd and, found, you know, T.I. and Usher and a lot of other acts, so, he's part of the Denver family, so he's gonna be dope. But I am personally, I'm probably most excited to see DJ Skills out of Charlotte and JC. Skills is at 7 and JC is at 8. They are both, okay. I mean, as far as like technical and just dope. Oh, and we added a DJ Scratch at 11. And DJ Scratch is probably one of the most incredible DJs. So you'll get to not only hear some dope music, you'll see like full-fledged DJ dopeness, like, you know, the tricks, the cuts, the, you know, just everything with those guys.
Okay. And how do you spell Skills? Is it S-K-I-L-L-Z?
Yep.
Okay. I'm trying to see if there's any others that I might need you to spell for me. I know E-Class is C-L-A-Z-Z.
Yep.
Mars, M-A-R-S. It's M-A-R-S, right?
Yep.
Okay. Who else did you mean? You said KP?
Yeah, KP the Great. J-C, J-A-Y-C-E-E.
Yeah, that's Ludacris, former DJ, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
V103, that's my guy.
Oh, I forgot. We got Frank Ski at 6.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, Frank Ski at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Has it gotten to the point where I know you said it was a couple of cats that reached out from the UK, but has it gotten to a point where you know you have an influx of DJs that are reaching out to contribute?
Yeah, because, I mean, we got Force Big Von from the Bay, San Francisco Bay Area, DJ Space Jam from Carson. I mean, you got cats from, my boy from Canada. You got, my boy Battle Axe from, Amsterdam. And these are the ones I chose for the first 24. This doesn't even count in that 340. You got cats from, you got even cats from as far as, South Africa. You got cats from Panama, which is wild because it just took a life of its own, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Is there anything else you want to add?
I just want to, I'll send you the link where people can actually donate, because the way we doing is at the end of each 24 hours, the donations will be, divided amongst all 24 DJs, and, you know, to help them, you know, pay bills or help them alleviate some of the financial strain that they losing from not being in the clubs and tours and restaurants and bars and everything.
Okay.
So, you know, we encourage people to, you know, to hit the link and donate whatever they can, whether it's $1, $5 or whatever. You know, we actually doing this just for the DJs. And it also help people, you know, to enjoy themselves while they're at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, cool, cool, cool. Well, this is N. Ali Early. I am your senior editor for Rolling Out. RollingOutRadio.com, Rolling Out Magazine. We are on Rolling Out Radio with DJ Motown. Pleasure to have you, man. What are your at signs?
My at is at Motown Lee, M-O-E-T-O-W-N-L-E-E. That's on all platforms. My at Motown Lee.